Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Tyler Bell, the co-founder of MemberStack. Good afternoon, Tyler. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us today. Looks like you're, is that in your bedroom there?
It's in my little home office that I kind of converted it into an office, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around lately. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Tyler, the co-founder of MemberStack. I started MemberStack with my best friend, Duncan Hammer, back in, I think it's probably been since like 2018. My work experience is actually pretty limited. I pretty much graduated college and then 3 months later started working on MemberStack.
Wow. So, well, then why don't you give your alma mater a plug? Where'd you go to school?
So I went to a college in Williamsburg, Virginia. It's called the College of William Mary. And I was there for 4 years. And I actually showed up to the first day of college and had no idea about coding or programming, and ended up taking a computer science course and ended up falling in love with programming and ended up with a CS degree.
Ah, very good. And in a very fine school, I might add. And so you have your BS in computer science, I presume.
I do, yes.
Very good. Yeah, I have one of those from way from back in the days of punch cards. But hey, we won't talk about that. I actually did. My first job was punch cards, by the way. So let's talk about MemberStack now. I looked at your website. It looks like a pretty cool idea. Why don't you tell everybody what MemberStack's all about, who you serve, and all those things?
Yeah, definitely. So MemberStack at its core is essentially the company, we're trying to make it easier for people to add user accounts and payments to their website. The whole reason why we started MemberStack actually was because we thought it was a product that we were going to be able to use ourselves. So at the time, Duncan and I, we kept building little side projects for fun. Mm-hmm. And one common theme between all these side projects is that each one of them needed user accounts and payments. And while we were kind of working through different solutions to try to determine like the best way to do that, we just found that there could have been like an easier solution. So one of those side projects was actually MemberStack at the time. And then we just kind of shared it on the internet, and other people were like, wow, like this, like I can relate to this. Like, this is a product that I would love to use. And we kind of just made it our full-time job at that point. And we've been going at it ever since, but we definitely had our start in the no code community, which essentially is this kind of community that's been increasingly growing year after year, where it's a lot of like designers and business owners that want to build awesome things, but they don't know how to code. So there are a lot of products now that are being created to help enable really anybody on the internet to build products without the need for needing a developer or needing expertise with code, which has been really cool. But since then, we're kind of starting to shift our focus more to the technical side. We've had a lot of developers use MemberStack and really enjoy it. And we've been getting a lot of feedback along the way. And based on that feedback, we're starting to slowly transition the product to be more developer focused than the non-technical.
And how long has MemberStack been a company?
At this point, I think we're going on probably about 20 months. I think it's been... I think we're going almost about 2 years now.
Interesting. And I'm assuming you have a roadmap where you're going to be adding products on a regular basis. I mean, because those are two definite issues with code, but there's other ones out there to tackle, right?
Definitely. Yeah. So one of the things that we're really excited about is we're definitely not going to run out of things to do. There's always going to be space like within the MemberStack ecosystem that we can expand upon.
So the typical person that will sign up for your product, correct me if I'm wrong, now would be a software developer who's proficient in JavaScript, React, things like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it's basically, instead of writing all this stuff yourself, just use our code, right?
Yep, exactly. So like a common use case here is like if a developer needs to build a way for a user to log into their website and like subscribe to like a subscription, and they need a way to like manage that subscription, like on the member side, we have pre-built modals that a developer can add right into their stack, and Whether that's like a login modal or like a login embed or like even a managed subscription portal. So we try to do a lot of things like just plug and play, where a developer just doesn't have to worry about that side of the equation. But we try to make it where it's really configurable. So if a developer does want to go in and tweak something or make something there on their own, that we provide enough flexibility for them to do that. Mm-hmm. Or at least we try to.
And you have both a front end and a back end part, or mainly back end?
So a little bit of both. We're right now we are a closed system, so we do have our own backend. So any sort of like sign up functionality or login functionality is like using our own APIs. But we do have some client libraries that are installed on the front end on the front end of applications to kind of provide like a wrapper around our API.
Very cool. All right, cool. So you started your company about 20 months ago. In the middle of that, if I remember right, a pandemic hit the world, right?
Oh, right. That did happen.
So before this, did you and Duncan go into an office together, or did you work remotely?
So we did work in an office together very briefly. We did that for about 4 months. It was a co-working space that we got invited to. And, but we were actually working remotely prior to COVID. Hmm. So we were a fully remote team before any of that happened.
Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. You already were remote, but did that cause any problems or challenges that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think we were really fortunate. I think we got really lucky where we didn't really have any sort of impact. It didn't have any impact on the business side, on our staff side.
Yeah, the developer.
I know we did see an increase in like our customer count went up quite a bit with COVID, because we saw a shift where stores were trying to build more products online. So we saw kind of more of like an influx of customers actually during that time.
Mm, really cool. So you just said you have staff. So, and since it sounds like you're growing, so you will continue to add staff, I hope. Yeah, I assume you hope that too. Yes. Do you see yourself being 100% remote company, or do you think you're going to, you know, eventually have an office that people come into and work?
Right now, our plan is just to remain a remote company. We have team members at this point all around the world, and everyone is kind of enjoying the flexibility that comes along with that. We have one team member that travels to a new country just about every 30 days. She hasn't been able to do it recently, but prior to COVID, yeah, every 30 days she would go to a new country and hang out and work from there, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we definitely still want to allow for as we move forward. But yeah, definitely for the time being, we'll definitely be a remote company.
Cool. So she's a true digital nomad.
She is. She is.
Cool. Have you thought of doing that?
I actually have. I think funny story, Duncan, the other co-founder of MemberStack, he actually just converted a van into a pretty much an apartment. So Duncan lives from his van, and we've constantly had this idea to kind of travel North America, just being able to work from the van and just kind of go to city to city while we work. We think that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we're actually planning on doing that this summer if everything works out. So we'll definitely see how that goes.
I have to ask the obvious question. Where are you going to shower? I mean, I would just get a gym membership to a national gym, and then, right?
Exactly. That's the game plan right now.
Wow. That would be cool. Well, tell you what, if you're in San Francisco, stop in, you can use my shower. We'll go out to a nice restaurant.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, and actually this picture behind me is about 2 minutes from my house. So that would be a cool, go to the gazebo and just work from the gazebo. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Cool. So, you know, we've talked about what you're going to do, but what do you think in general is the future of remote work? Do you think it's here to stay? It obviously is in IT, but what do you think in general?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I feel like just based on all the like all the data that seems to be coming out around remote work, it seems like a lot of team members and employees just at various companies prefer the life they get from just being able to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I see on the news every so often where a company will decide that they're just not ever going to go back to an office. They just prefer the remote aspect. And I see kind of, yeah, as I feel like if you could look at a graph, the number of companies that go remote, I feel like you'll see like a pretty big bump and then probably a incline as time goes on, as more companies see that it is possible to run a company fully remote and that you don't necessarily need to have a centralized office to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and just out of curiosity, because there's an age gap difference here between us, obviously. So you've admitted you got out of school recently, so I'm assuming you're in your 20s. But I think it seems to me that a lot of younger kids need that social interaction that, you know, that an office brings. Or are you, since you're part of that generation, is that what you're finding from your friends? Or are you thinking they're really liking this remote work?
Yeah, I think the social aspect of remote work can definitely be hard. Like one thing that we're doing at MemberStack is we're trying to incorporate ways to kind of replicate the water cooler banter that you would have at a typical office. So once a week we all get together for like an hour and we'll just like play online games together. And every day we'll have general chats. So we use a product called Tandem, which has been really nice. That's something that we use on a daily basis. But I think the flexibility of just being able to wake up, walk down a hallway, go into your home office and work, I think a lot of people like. And like one thing that we've actually considered as a company is helping team members participate in co-working spaces. We have a team member in Canada right now that just joined the team, and he primarily worked for companies that had offices, and that's something that he always enjoyed, was going into office. And for him, I think we're definitely going to try to see if we can get him into a co-working space to kind of still have some sort of like social aspect during the day.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, Tyler, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. It sounds like you got a great product there and a great new company, and I wish you all the success in the world. Have a great 2021.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.